bing me. You bing me, I'll slap a hoe.
Emails.podbean.com.
It's Google, motherfucker.
Welcome to the call to Ian, you cop-sucking motherfucking dog shit ass cunt bitch.
I want you to get your hands going right now. I want you to get it loud, and I want you to stay loud. Give it up for Ian Ellis!
You guys have been great. Give yourselves a round of applause. You've been great. Out there. A lot of laughing at Christmas jokes. They were hitting it and kissing it and trying to kill that shit. It's good because I used to think, like, I get scared if there's old people in the audience. So I'd be like, oh man, they're not going to like those jokes. Turns out old people are freaks. They love talking about eating assholes and spitting on bitches. That's what they're into. This is young people that approve. They got holes that they're saving. I give you this booty hole, but I'm saving this pussy for Jesus. You're not going to put it in there. That's for my husband. You guys got to forget about that shit. It's been a weird day. I've had 77 text messages today, and all of them were like, man, I ain't going to make it. I was like, did ISIS put a hit out on me? I was scared. I didn't get that many condolences when my dad died. Like, I'm sorry, man. I have shit to do. I'm not going to be there. But you guys are great. I think most of them, they probably heard how my last album recording went. That shit was painful. I don't know if you've ever bombed at an album recording. I had people that snuck in were asking for their money. Hey man, you owe me $5. Do I know you? Man, I walked by, you fucked up my hike. This shit was awful. Is there a council? I want to report you to comedy. You should be fired immediately. Struggle through that shit. Luckily, embarrassment is something that I burned off years ago. It doesn't stick. I'm good. When I was in college, I was a nude model. I used to take my clothes off for money. Some of the people in the audience, they recognized me from the pictures in the hallway. I'm 6'1 and I scowl when I'm happy. Who's drawing pictures of naked Gru? Shit, I think that's Ian. When I was in college, I got engaged. Here's some advice I'll give to you guys. If you meet a chick and you've only known her for 2 weeks and you're just fucking, you're not dating, and she proposes to you, blow your load before you answer. Turns out marrying some bitch you barely know is a terrible way to get back at your ex. But I said yes. And then we had a bachelor party. Turned down for what? There were shots, shots, shots. I don't live like a rapper, but that night I partied like one. And I woke up early to go take my clothes off for money. Because I'm college educated. You guys don't know it. I was the most popular, most requested model. Not because I'm attractive. It's because I would do Spider-Man poses. When people would try to look respectful, I would take my body and I would go like... fighting people naked. I always felt bad for the people sitting behind me. Like, Spider-Man got a dirty asshole. Come on, fuck. That particular morning, they had me lay down for a pose. And the lights were very warm. And I fell asleep. I only know this because I didn't wake up till I was startled by the sound of my own tube.
Yeah.
naked in front of a room full of people that were drawing me
at a very vulnerable age. I'm like, fuck it. Comedy can't be that bad. I still got my clothes on. I didn't need any fiber for breakfast. They're not going to give me twice. Sneaky toots. Trying to take down my career. He's great, but he stinks. It's no, I mean, literally. Fun fact, my farts smell like dinner. So if you smell chicken and waffles, don't get too excited. You're just sniffing toots. Also, I don't want to get too political, but I'm pretty sure that night farts are the leading cause of spider bites. I'm not positive, but that's always when I wake up with bites on my butt. Tell you guys a little bit about myself. I'm a straight white male, which means I'm the best. You're the apex predator of this goddamn planet. Oh, people are like, no, straight white male, you gotta go. You could try it, but we got drones and shit, so. Here's the thing, is like gay rights and black rights and women's rights, that's just shit we gave you. We've never been defeated. There's no war. They're not going to take us down. Try and be a little more appreciative of these apex predators. No, I'm out of fashion, but we're graceful. So. Here's something that'll blow your mind. Straight white males. Most genocide of all time. Slavery of all time. Most just trickery and slickery and blankets full of smallpox. Of all time. Nobody else did it like us. People still like us more than women. I don't know what's wrong with you hoes, but I don't want to shut the fuck up and suck that dick a little bit more. Apparently your mouth is worse than killing people. Racism is a tough issue. Everybody wants to pretend that racism has been over forever. My grandfather definitely used the N-word maliciously. My dad also used it, but it was mostly to tell me how cool Eddie Murphy was. It's like a real mixed message. You see Beverly Hills Cop? Eddie Murphy? That nigga's hilarious. Still gotta whisper it. Been a lot of black people getting shot in the news. When Kaepernick started sitting down for the anthem, I was like, I think I have a solution for all this racism. Let's take the police siren and turn it into the national anthem. Then you won't have to shoot black people to get them down on the ground. It's already been the anthem. One in five black men goes to jail in their lifetime. That means police definitely know how to arrest black dudes without shooting them. They just choose not to. I'm surprised more people haven't stood up, like the prison industrial complex. I fear they'd be like, quit shooting all our free labor. You know how hard it is keeping slavery under wraps? The NRA, usually when you hear about a conceal and carry, it's a white dude that wants to go to Chili's. He's like, I love three goddamn things in this world. Fridays, assault rifles, and cheap appetizers. Black dude with the conceal and carry got shot. They were quiet. We didn't hear a peep. They took a moment of silence for that motherfucker. News is super racist. Like, when shit was going down in Baltimore, Bill O'Reilly was like, the problem in Baltimore is black crime. I was like, I thought it was just called crime. Telling me black people have their own crime? I've never seen CSI Special Black Crime. It looks like this pussy was murdered by something longer than 6 inches. This is a case for CSI Special Black Crime. Covered in grease. I think it's chicken. You guys scared of the blacks? You should be. They were fucking shit up in the 60s, organizing, blowing shit up. You know, and now there's way more of them. They got more access to guns and money, social media. I have it on good authority from 3 to 4 reliable sources. They've developed a taste for all white women. I'm coming for these hoes. White bitches caught up. It happened in the 90s. White girls used to have flat booties. In the 90s, they started putting some bump on that. They were like, straight white male's about to go. Let's get attracted to the black man. These bitches, right under our noses, grown asses. There's a Fox News report where they said, like, rich couple was beaten by a black woman with a hammer for being too rich. Like, how is that not racist? Being too rich, you know how bougie you have to be to get your ass beat on principle?
Shut up!
I don't care if the Monopoly man showed up with slaves on him. I don't think I hit that motherfucker with a hammer. Who the fuck has a hammer on him? You just moved in or you're a carpenter, right? And more people get killed by hammers than guns. It's a weird statistic. Whenever you're like, guns are a problem, they're like, more people are killed by hammers. I'm like, I don't know. I've never heard of a school hammering. And a solution for the racism problem, too. I think we gotta legalize weed. Right, but we don't have to do it for everyone. I'd be cool if we just legalized weed for black dudes. So I'm tired of getting pulled over every time I kick with my boys. If they did do that, I think the police would start pulling over brothers and searching their cars for white people. Whoop, whoop. As you know, we're cracking down on underground smokers. I couldn't help but notice you have a lot of white paraphernalia in the back of your car. Let that lacrosse stick go, but when I saw that Kings of Leon sticker, I knew we had trouble. Is anybody in your car currently wearing blackface? I need you to pop the trunk. As I walk by, I distinctly smell Axe cologne wafting in the air. Sure sign that white people are hanging out. I'm originally from Colorado, and the first thing I noticed when I got here is you guys put a lot of extra S's at the end of words. And my buddy's like, hey man, let's go to Jules. I was like, you mean Osco? He's like, yeah, let's go to Osco's. I was like, how many fucking grocery stores are we going to? Thing I noticed is you guys have the hottest homeless girls on the planet. I almost wrecked my car diving in the passenger seat for change. Don't thank the homeless. It's a lot like dating a girl in college. You know, they're broke, they're gonna eat all your food, they always try to come over to your place. And they're just not getting a degree, so they have less debt. I moved here when I was a kid, right after Columbine, and they brought me up in school. They were like, hey guys, school shootings are a thing, and you should be fucking scared. And by the way, our new student from Denver, Colorado, it doesn't help that I already look weird. scared. God damn it. There was a shooting out here they prevented at Hinsdale South. You know how you got him? How they got him? He was bragging about his shooting on Snapchat. He was standing there with a assault rifle like, don't go to fifth period. That was like 3 months into the school year, so I was like, how bad are these bullies? Jesus Christ. And then like 2 weeks later, the teachers went on strike. I was like, this is the shortest year ever, and he thought he was going to kill some people? Goddamn. It's fucked up. There's all those kids that got to go back to school. If I was on the yearbook committee, I'd definitely take out like a full page ad on that motherfucker. Like, I saw the gift. Don't add him on Facebook. This motherfucker might come back. Shit happened to me at work too. I had to watch this thing about what to happen if a shooter shows up. Your options are this: you either run, hide, or fight. In case you thought you saw somebody shooting, you're like, this is a chance to make a friend. You can run over and hug them. Run, hide, or fight. They went through the description of the shooter. They were like, white male in his 30s, unhappy with his job. I was like, are they fucking looking at me? I went and told my boss. I was like, oh man, I'm worried. I fit the description. He's like, we noticed. I just want you to know that we've been watching you. It's always these like young, horny dudes doing the killings. So I have a solution for that. I think you need to have at least 3 blowjob references before you can own a firearm. There's not 3 people willing to suck your dick. When I was in Colorado, I went to school for kids with special needs. It was great. We were like the X-Men, except our superpowers were reading disabilities. Like attention deficit disorder and ADHD. Basically, every time Magneto attacked, kids died. They didn't know how to run, hide, or fight. They were like, make a friend! Poor Charlie. With all these shootings, they're talking about they want to arm the teachers. That's dope. I do think you should arm the teachers. You should arm them with stuff like a living wage and collective bargaining and enough textbooks for the kids. I always talk about how fucking rich teachers are. I've never seen a teacher pick up the tab. I was out with a teacher at Taco Bell on my birthday. That bitch gave me the exact math on how much I owe. Those soft tacos. These motherfuckers ain't got a goddamn dime. Fucking broke. Ghosts don't make a lot of sense to me. How come you've never seen a ghost dinosaur? I mean, that shit would be really scary. Was your house haunted by a creepy little girl? I woke up to a T-Rex and blood on my walls. Sissy! It'd be terrifying if a house was haunted by velociraptors. They haunt in packs. Imagine that shit, you're laying in bed and all of a sudden you're ow, ow. They're gonna get your ass. That's scarier than an old bitch. They have ghost talons, they're gonna eat your ass. All these school shootings, school's gotta be haunted as shit, right? Your chances of going to a haunted school are fucking astronomical. I feel sorry for these kids. If a house was haunted by dinosaurs, it'd be like a real conundrum for the Catholic Church. On the one hand, they're prepared to deal with exorcism. On the other hand, they might have to admit the Earth is more than 5,000 years old. You might have to go like a Scientologist for that one. A lot of people have a personal relationship with God. That's cool. Not really, though. If you have a relationship with God, I think it should start the same way they start in real life, through online dating. I think God needs to fill out an OKCupid account. Might shore up a lot of questions. Does he have kids? How does he feel about commitment? It'd be terrible if God had a Tinder account and you swiped the wrong way. My bad. I spend eternity in hell over this shit. Goddamn. I'm gonna have to take a selfie. I don't like religion. How come we're not trying to debunk this shit? Like, that show was never on TV. Like, coming up next, Christianity is horseshit. More on Islam at 11. Everybody's trying to blow us up and shit. Maybe we should tell them the truth. You believe in fairy tales. Sand people. You look it up. Muhammad was a guy that had epilepsy. That's your savior, a dude with epilepsy? He was like, A couple guys helped him up, and then he started rambling. They're like, he has some good ideas. Definitely going to put a helmet on him. But I think we should follow this guy and strap bombs to our chest. This is worth women not knowing how to read. You're fucked up over there, like... You get killed over playing words with friends? Refugees, like, they want to bring them over here, and I'm like, dude, you gotta realize, like, if shit gets fucked up here, there's nowhere for us to refugee too. I don't care how popping your Instagram is in a rice field, that shit's not gonna look cool. We do have to be a little bit cautious. On the other hand, like, these women in these countries, they've been subjugated for years. There's a lot of lonely dudes in this country. I'm like, when you're not allowed to learn how to read, some of these dudes might seem like winners. Let's stop turning away all this good refugee pussy. Be making some goddamn babies around here. Thing about the Middle East is they're just the people that got left behind. Like, the rest of us, our life is pretty good, but they're not catching up. When you can't catch up, what do? You bring people down to your level. That's what terrorism is. They're like, you guys have Sex in the City and Angry Birds, and I gotta kill this bitch for reading. I gotta wipe my ass with sand like a fucking cat. All the goddamn oil in the world, and we don't know how to read good. It's shitty over there. I saw a documentary, all the food they were eating was wrapped in lettuce instead of bread. I was like, ranch dressing would change your life? Poor motherfuckers. Somebody stop, tell them to stop believing that bullshit. Christianity is horseshit too. I don't think Jesus believed in an afterlife. You can get into the scholarship of that later, unless you have your study guides with you. Then turn to part 5, where we get into a talk on the Hebrew ways. Yep. One of the stories that sticks out to me is Lazarus. All right, he's the only dude Jesus brought back from the dead. You know what I'm saying? They make TV shows about that today. All right, but he doesn't have a verse, a book, nothing. Nobody's fucking talking about Lazarus. He's so quiet, you forgot he was in the Bible. They act like Jesus, he didn't just bring him back, he also might have touched him funny. And like, leave it at the miracle. Bill Cosby. Lazarus, you'd think he'd say something like, either he'd come back and he'd be like, Jesus, saw the afterlife. Heaven, that's some dope shit, homie. Like, fist bump, for real. Or maybe he went to hell and he'd just be like, you do that to us! The fuck! And Jesus would be like, don't worry about it, homie. Holler at me on the cross. Fist bump. I like Jesus. He's the only broke person anybody ever believed in. He didn't give a fuck. He was just talking about his dreams. I'm the savior of the world! Some people, I want to be a comedian. They're like, yeah, dude, I got shit to do that night. I ain't gonna be there. Love you, though. died at 32. He's a gangster. But it says in his book, you gotta respect your elders. I'm 35. I'm older than him. I might not know everything, but I know more about staying alive than he did. I mean, caught on a nail or two, wasn't fatal. Maybe you should take a knee and listen to the fuck I have to say about some shit. I found my place and shit. You guys having fun? Clap it up. I just spilled beer on myself. You ever wonder why other people hate us as a country? I was on YouTube trying to find answers. Because it seemed like a conversation Sawyer wasn't ready to have. Top reasons were like, one, they hate us for our decadence. You know who the most decadent people in the world are? Arabs with oil money. Jay-Z fucking wishes he could ball so hard. Like, he gets bad bitches, they just own bitches. That's what Arab prince money gets you. They got monkeys with a better quality of life than me. They said they hate us because we're a Christian nation. Italy has two popes. Three popes shy of forming mega pope. They hate us for our freedom. Did you know we're ranked fourth in freedom? Behind Ireland. Those fucking potato monkeys. Goddamn porch gingers. Ran around drunk. Doesn't mean they have more freedom than us. I'm drunk right now. And bourbon. Really, real reason a lot of these countries hate us is occupation. It's because we just like roll up our countries. We're like, we own this. We're on this corner right now. Deal with that. And I get that. Nobody likes people all up in their business. I get mad at my wife. She's like, what are you doing with that yellow cake? I'm like, mind your business, bitch. I'm going to arm whatever weapons I want to arm. Leave me alone. Fucking hate North Korea. I like the Charlie Brown of getting missiles made. Just keep missing that shit and making parades anyway. Here's my foreign policy. I think we need to just take over North Korea and then sell that shit to China. That's our national debt. Here's 6 billion people. They look just like you. Take them. Well, we don't owe you shit. I have a quality of life based system. So if your quality of life drops down, Michigan is on notice. If that water is not drinkable by 2018, I'm selling you to China. Fucking get your shit together. This is going to be a tough one. Trigger warning. Alright, if you don't like rape jokes, this one might offend you, but just see me through it. See me through it. It's okay. These are sensitive times, alright? Millennials are tripping about words. I'm like, what the fuck? How's a generation with no social skills gonna tell people how to talk? Like, I just thought I should tell people, like, if you're gonna get molested, you should probably get molested as a kid. Because if you're a grown-up, that shit's just embarrassing. I was 22 when they got me. It was a black dude who was in some gay shit. And I was like, holy shit, a black dude that likes gay people, I'm going to win the liberal award of the world. I'm going to make a statue about him. They're going to call him Harvey Chocolate Milk. I gotta get in with this dude and start hanging out. This is gonna be good for me. I use this as a reference in college. Turns out he was a creep. Walked into his bedroom one night and I saw a can of lube. It was like ultra-size. It was like a barrel of lube. I was like, which Sam's Club did you get this from? Jesus Christ. I've never seen that much lube before. Do you run a slip and slide? What are you using this for? He was like, oh man, you know my girl just be getting dry sometimes. And he started tickling. And that tickling turned into tussling. And tussling turned into, the next thing I knew, I was pinned down. It's kind of like that scene in The Lion King where Simba pinned Nala. In this instance, Nala knew he was about to be raped. So it's okay to make rape jokes. Still here today, okay? I farted naked in front of a room full of people. Whatever the fuck is bugging you, you can still have some goddamn dignity. I can't quit yet. I'm almost there. Here's a funny thing about comedy is, like, anything that makes you laugh is part of funny. But there's a lot of stuff that makes you laugh that's inappropriate. Like, there's a lot of good racist jokes. It's not appropriate, but it's good that they're part of funny. And whether you want there to be a victim or whether you feel bad for the victim, whoever's laughing is acknowledging that something's wrong, that there is a victim. So I think comedy's some dope shit. It's okay to joke about terrible things, like raping dead babies. This next joke is based on a true story. This is not a confession. It's not the first 48. I'm not. I didn't do this shit, and I don't support it either. But there was a guy who was caught raping and murdering a dead baby. And I think it's funny to point out that he's also a stupid criminal. For instance, he raped and then murdered the baby. I don't know a lot about kids, but I'm pretty sure a dead kid is a lot quieter than a being raped kid. Also, he got caught. He was 6 weeks old. You could have swept that under the rug. They wouldn't have found that corpse for 6 to 8 weeks. You could have fucking made it to Canada by then. Put him in a blender. Squeeze into a tube of toothpaste. You can't. Jeez. Get rid of that body, you lazy fuck. The worst part is the allegations, because people were like, was that baby asking for it? I was like, I don't think any victim's asking for it. It's probably why we call them the victim. You guys ever notice that, like, life is hard? It's way fucking harder than it needs to be. I think that's how religion got started in the first place. I think somebody went up to a shaman and they're like, hey man, why is life a troll? Why does it seem like everything on this goddamn planet is trying to kill me? This planet's made for us. Go anywhere. This planet is trying to kill you, right? If it's not the lions, tigers, and bears, disease will get you. If you don't blame me, take a stroll through the rainforest. Right? You're not invited. I don't care what kind of fucking plans you have. You'll die from pooping out of the butthole. A mosquito will take your fucking life. You're not welcome on this goddamn planet. The shaman was probably like, that's some heavy shit. Probably some bitch ate an apple. That's a terrible answer. Problem is, we don't get better answers today. Like, why is Trump president? You know, the Rust Belt and redistricting and that bitch probably stole something. Told you about trusting these goddamn hoes. That's how religion got started. That's how you follow a guy with a helmet to have seizures. Islam. Putting ISIS on notice. You guys are okay with your names and addresses being on this album cover, right? You're standing with me. We're going to take these motherfuckers down. I'm always mad. Like, why isn't the History Channel debunking this shit? But they're like, dude, we're into fucking ancient aliens and Bigfoot. We're not getting fucking blown up over your horse shit. Easter is great. That's, we like Nazis and Easter. Go away. No goddamn integrity in this shit. So I was reading Mein Kampf the other day. You know, looking for answers. Problem is, chapter 5, he starts talking about propaganda, and it sounds exactly like the news we have today. I was like, holy Jesus. First policy is, you know, always appeal to the least educated members of society. I was like, Fox News! I answered right away, like it was Jeopardy. I was like, Fox News, they got it! Least educated, always appeal to them. Second one is, always accuse people of the things you're guilty of. That's how we got in this fucking bind in the first place. The news has never been liberal. It's owned by corporations. They're conservative by their fucking nature. It's horseshit, but they start going, it's not conservative enough. That's how they tricked us. That's the okey-doke. I wish that was funny. That'd make a way better joke if it had a punchline. We'll go back to religion and shit. You know, people always trying to find themselves. That's part of why they go to religion. I'm like, first of all, how the fuck did you lose you? I've tried everything. Drugs, alcohol. Anonymous. I can't fucking get rid of me. I feel like I'm stuck. Did you lost you somehow? Okay. Here's who you are if you don't know. You are the person who gets to decide how you react to all of your own thoughts and emotions. That's it. A monkey that chooses. That's how fucking special you are. A lot of people are like, no man, I'm a hipster. No, you're a fucking monkey that chooses. Here's the blueprint on these animals. They all have three basic needs: love, safety, and acceptance. And when these needs don't get met, they start looking for attention. And the problem is, our unmet needs don't know the difference between good attention and bad attention. So sometimes you just need a hug, but instead you try choking a bitch. You need to take a minute to consider, maybe I just need a hug. Because there's people that get free hugs on the internet, and maybe we could end these school shootings with a few more you motherfuckers. My wife is here tonight. Woo! She has braces on her teeth. I love braces. They're like lingerie for teeth. Every time I see them, I'm like, oh, baby, you got dressed up for me. Her dentist wants to take them off. I'm like, who's going to get me off? Some gorgeous bitch with regular teeth? I leave that shit on there. I do love my wife. I was pussy fucking her the other day. I'm kind of broke. And I was like, you gotta get the morning after pill. You. And she was like, right now? And I was like, yes. And she was like, can I finish picking the broken shards of condom out of my vagina? Before I run to the Walgreens, Romeo? I was like, absolutely not. And she got there, and the woman was like, do you have any questions? And she was like, I have a lot of questions. I just started dating a guy that lives in his parents' basement, and I didn't think my life was going to sink this low. I'll tell you a little bit about my family. My mother, she's from England. My father's from Jersey. So as a kid, I was taught my emotions should either be repressed or ridiculed mercilessly. Like, I remember I went to my dad, and I was like, do you love me? And he was like, what are you, a faggot? I'll tell you what, the day you can take me in a fight, we'll talk about it. Until then, go get me a beer. I went to my mom, and I was like, I was disheartened. I was like, do you love me? And she's like, I am fond of you. In a way that one is fond of their offspring. I got a lot of unmet needs, and that's why I look like a shooter. Always be encouraged to hug me. My dad died. He died. It was cancer, and then he got pneumonia. And I was pretty sure I was the one that gave him pneumonia, and I killed him. So I don't know how your week was going. You locked your keys in your car, and you're like, this is bullshit. But I was pretty sure I killed my dad. Turns out probably not so much. But in his final hours, he was acting crazy. He was all drugged up. He's throwing up peace signs. He's like, I just need a helicopter and a Halloween mask. We gotta get out of here. Fuck! The doctor was like, do you need anything? And I was like, whatever fucking drugs he's on, because he's having a great goddamn time. It's super fucking sad for me. This Molly, this better not show up on my bill. The fuck is he talking about? At some point, he whipped his robe off, and my wife saw his dick. I was like, baby, don't look at that. And he was like, it's okay, she's family. You goddamn alpha male shit. Like, yeah, I'm dying, show up with cancer. Look at my dick, stupid ass bitch. God damn it, Big Tommy D. Big Tommy D, calm down. When I die, 420. When he died, we had to go to the funeral home. And they had merch. And I was like, I don't think I want to have any merch at my dad's funeral. They were like, you know, for an extra $9.95, we could turn his corpse into a Wi-Fi hotspot. I was like, do I love him that much? To give free Wi-Fi to these kids? At his eulogy, I talked about Carl Sagan, and he talked about the star. He said, you know, the stars that you see, they burned up long ago. They're no longer there. But the light of their life is just reaching you. And I was like, that's how I think about my dad. Like, he's not there, but his light is just reaching me. It's still reaching me. And it made me feel hopeful, you know what I'm saying? It made me feel like he was still there with me. It was very comforting until the first time I wanted to jack off. And I was like, Dad, are you here with me right now? Can you ring a bell? Maybe go see Mom. She's pretty lonely. My wife's only at work for like 10 more minutes, so I'm trying to check off to these hoes. I'm talking about my Nana. I love her. She's top hoe. She'll highlight some dick. I had a live show that she tried to mack down the other comedians. I was like, God damn it, Nana. She was like, don't tell my grandson. I was like, She's not a fucking comedian. And she's funnier than me, this bitch. Tied to her mouth, too. Anyway, as a little kid, I spent the night, she drove me to school. And as we were on the way there, she shit her pants. And it was palpable. It was like a gravelly taste in my mouth. And it was winter, so she had the heat on. And shit was inside of my nose. We got to the school, and she was like, I just need to know where the bathroom is. And I said, no, Nana. There's no bathrooms available to the public. And then I ran out of that fucking car because I didn't want anybody to know I had a shitty Nana. I had something I forgot to say about guns. I don't know if you've ever fired a gun, but when you do fire one, you realize you have no idea where the fuck that bullet's going. So when you hear the police fire 18 rounds, it's because until round 17, they didn't know what the fuck they were shooting at. Could have been trees or birds. They were trying to hit the black dude. So I had a friend in high school that got into a shootout. His name was but I'm snitching. We're going to have to edit that part out. So my buddy got into a shootout. It turned out, you know, some girl slurped him up. And her boyfriend was mad about that. So all day, he told my buddy, after school day, I'm going to shoot you in the face. Had a piece on him and everything. After school, he ran into him. He pulled out his gun. My buddy pulled out his gun. They fired at each other. Bang, 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 bang. Didn't hit shit. Each one broke out, ran in their separate directions. My buddy got pulled over by the police for being suspicious. Because there's a black dude running. Very suspicious. The fuck are you running for? A sale? But police officer was like, what are you running for? He was like, officer, I just heard some shots fired. I'm just trying to get home safe. Officer said, well then, fucking get out of here, buddy. I'm going to go check it out. My buddy didn't get arrested for that shit. Maybe that's the end of my set here. All right, my name's Ian Ellis. I love you. Good night. Keep going for Ian Ellis, everybody! All right, we'd like to thank you.
Welcome to Ian Ellis Podcast. We're fresh off the album recording. We are joined by
Jack Bager,
Brandon Andreessen,
Joe DeGand,
Leroy Hits. I don't stress them, I just finesse them.
Yes.
Get out, man.
Nicknames. Actually, KB gave it to me, and I love it.
All right. Ian Ellis, Cobra Commander in Chief, smoke weed every day.
Every day.
Smoke weed every day.
Yeah, what up, big homies?
All right, what did you guys think of the show? You got to perform on it. Did you have fun? People just saw you. Do you have any excuses you want to make?
No.
I just want to complain about Brandon Andreessen's timing in the 7 minutes left bit that we prepared.
Also came out and gave me a light
the wrong
in a punchline, by the way.
It was like he forgot that he was supposed to hit his cue. He just fucked up the whole bit.
It's because he hasn't heard us do comedy in a while. Well, he doesn't know what our punchlines are.
He did pretty good. He popped out on my set like a Jack in the Box. I was just like, oh, okay, that's what's up. I enjoyed myself, though. Honestly.
I had a good time.
Oh, yeah, you had a good time?
I believe.
We have a lot of silly hats here. We all the silly hats had a good time.
Bandanas.
Hell yeah. Bandanas had a good time.
Yeah.
Bandanas, hats.
Nebbish white fellas had a good time.
Nebbish. Flicking off airplanes when they came into Chicago. That's very important.
Chicago, motherfucker.
I still don't understand. What was that about? I showed up and everyone was just yelling at
tourists
the
are ruining this town.
Yeah. Fucking,
I don't know if you know.
No. Bro, you see this trash?
Dude, you live in California.
True that.
You are the tourist. True that. I'm just going to stand outside O'Hare and yell out all the planes to hopefully yell at the one you're flying out at.
Well, look at him. You know you'd have me sitting there.
That's
the
my
bus
buddy
terminal.
Jack. Don't worry.
Get the fuck back in there.
That's my buddy Jack.
Fuck off. Go home.
I'm coming back. I'll be back.
By then, you can tell it didn't work out.
Smell it coming.
You know, the upside is if LA fails on you, Ian can tell you what it feels like to have to come back.
Bro, I'm telling you, it's a long
shoulder
story.
To cry on.
Don't worry, bro.
I only got together one TV show.
I like that this is Ian's podcast, so you can listen to him eating a sandwich.
Smash
what's
it.
Is that some pastrami shit or corned beef? All right.
Smash it.
Where'd you get that from?
Smash it.
Andreas, come join us.
Place it down there.
Oh! You got it from the dog sack,
yeah.
It's called?
Yeah,
sack
really,
dog?
Yeah.
It's going to be a real
Andreas, what did you think of the show? What did you think of these guys?
It's a pretty quality show, you know?
All right, we were quality.
It's a quality show.
You guys were quality.
Did you pay your $5 worth?
Yeah.
I paid $10. I actually paid $20.
For him and his girlfriend.
Yeah, it was too. Where do you think that sandwich came from?
Right.
The short grift.
Was that?
No, that was on the ground, you know?
He did. Yeah. Actually, we found took it out of a dumpster. It was great.
I mean, a pickle.
That's what that big, juicy dick.
We had. All right, the conversation
the
in the back.
Dumpster pickle. All
right, guys, man, I learned a lot about fried pickles. As a black man, I didn't know there was the fried pickle game is serious. Joe is explaining to me.
It has to be sliced, otherwise you are an amateur.
It's going to make sense to anyone that
it's
wasn't
not.
There.
Listen, but it's 420. We need to
I think I was there. It doesn't make sense to me.
I think we do need to explain
You weren't
it,
there. You didn't hear about the big juicy pickle dick.
No, you didn't.
Don't act like you heard about it.
No.
All right, I want your opinion as a booker. Brandon Andreessen has not done comedy in 6 months.
I heard 10. All right.
Would you book this motherfucker?
Yeah, for what? Like, are we talking like headlining?
Bar mitzvah.
I don't know.
For your wedding. You want to officiate?
He did drop a nebbish.
Yeah, he called That's me nebbish and he fucked up the timing on our bit. So I'm going to have to say.
He's available if you need some candles.
Yes. I'm reluctant.
I'm going to call you on Hanukkah. We're going to get you down for Hanukkah.
By the way, what is Jack book?
you don't even know?
Actually, a lot of things.
Well, see, that's how you don't. That's how you know
shit's lethal. He ain't even gonna tell you right now,
because
he don't want you to know. Because then it's gonna fill up his fucking inbox, and he don't want nothing to do with your lame ass emails.
I mean,
trying to hit him up about shows he does.
If you email me, it'll be way easier to book the shows. But like, book somebody, I just ignore their message.
I like that.
I'm letting you know he's ignoring you, bro.
Not the best.
I've never messaged him though.
I'm not like the nicest person.
Where can they find you on social media?
Oh, go, Andreessen.
You can find me on the Twitters at the B-Man.
at a place that has a dollar tall boy PBR night.
And you can find me. Yeah, you can find Rainy me in. You can find me in real life anywhere that has a drink special. Yeah.
He's not lying, guys.
He's bike riding on Mount.
I had to stop drinking for my own health, and I go, I'll have one. I had 7 beers during Ian's hour.
Yeah. Oh, yes. Yes.
Goddamn beers.
Yeah. That's why I only got 2.
Every snack.
It's a fucking case of beers. You can find me on Twitter at WhoIsJoeDeGan. Look it up. You'll figure out how to spell it. It's fine. It's easy. And all the other platforms. There might be a website full of dumb shit.
You can find me on Twitter at Team Jack Baker. And I don't really tweet jokes. I just retweet political things that make me angry. So
good luck with that.
Have fun.
Find the good ones.
At Chicago Open Mic. You can also at podbean.com. Fucking holla at the Eskimo Brothers Squadcast podcast on SoundCloud. And my man.
Oh, yo, you can follow me at dsnuts.com. I'm just joking, man. You can follow me at eatnuts.com. I'm just joking once again.
Rule of threes. You got one more of these. You or five.
AlJonesComedy.com.
But before we go, special guest, please follow our biggest fan, Andreas.
Hey, how's it going?
You can find me on Twitter. I don't have a Twitter. I have an Instagram.
Boy, this is going great. Instagram. We want to see what you ate last night. Bro, put that shit out.
It's Dre Bomber, you know, like Dr. Dre, D-R-E, and then you put the word bomber at the end.
Bomber.
You know?
Is there like a gym membership? Are we gonna see some like locker room pictures with you like in the back,
struggling up the and back. Shit?
I don't hit the gym.
Let it fit, man.
I get my workout at Mariano's, man.
All right,
come on, that gelato, you know.
I like that. Eight plug in the company. Hashtag Mariano.
That's like Rocky right there, Mariano. We're talking about like fridge working out. Yeah. Like in a fucking
eat it.
It's nice.
Beat it,
yeah,
eat, bro.
Yo, hit that beat.
She's like, this is really weird, guys.
You know, stuff podbean.com.
Holla.